Galesburg's Evening News continues on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Around 5:10 every day, we'll talk about some issues affecting the community. We do that in a segment we call Topic A. And today we're going to talk home sales because, believe it or not, they're doing awfully, awfully good here. And we are joined by a person who can talk to us about that, a local real estate agent, Dina Turner. She is the president of the West Central Chapter of the Capital Area Realtors Organization. Dina, thanks for coming in. Welcome.
Thank you.
So the point here is that your association says that home sales, at least in West Central Illinois, are the best they've been in a decade. How'd that happen?
I think there's a lot of contributing factors right now. Our inventory is low. It's kind of driving our prices up. Our foreclosures are lower. Our average sale price is skyrocketing also. We had some big home sales the first quarter that really helped bump those numbers up.
I imagine that it's that sale price that really is really kind of helping things, because I guess I think, and having just come from Springfield for a few years, they had the same problems with low inventory, but, you know, prices are going up, and they seem to remain optimistic through that, and I always kind of wondered why when they have this big inventory problem here, but that price really is a driver, isn't it?
It definitely is. It definitely is. Pricing the home right is very important, but right now the average sale price is up 23.2% from this time last year in the first quarter. Our average sale price was $69,800, and first quarter of this year, our average sale price was $86,000.
That's really kind of an amazing jump, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
What other factors are there that are making things good? I know interest rates, at least for mortgages, are still pretty low, and I imagine that's got to be helping both the price and buyers and sellers alike, right?
Yes. Interest rates are definitely lower. The supply of inventory is lower, which is also a contributing factor. Our average days on market is down. There's just a lot of several key metrics that are looking very positive for the first quarter of 2017.
So I sometimes, I guess, having it's not been my first time living in Galesburg, but I keep hearing people a lot of times be pretty perhaps unnecessarily negative about, you know, everything from jobs to places to go to homes and things like that. But this is really, I imagine this is probably the high spot for, you know, trying to sell the area, at least at this point, is between the relatively low but going up cost of homes and that sort of thing.
Yeah, and I think, you know, Galesburg is, they've seen a decline since 2008, and it's kind of nice to see the first time that we're actually moving in a positive way, you know, higher, bigger, better. I know me personally, I do a lot of tours for the local hospitals, the railroad, other larger entities that have some of those higher paying jobs that are bringing people into the community, which is just a huge reason I think that we see a lot of this growth right now.
So the big employers are still hiring and still looking to recruit people to come to Galesburg. So that's got to be just as much of a help as anything, it sounds like.
It definitely is. It definitely is. I'm always touring new doctors. Like I said, new BNSF employees, some of our local agricultural entities like CPS and FS, I tour for some of those. So,
what do people typically ask you these days when they're looking for a home, Dina? Are they asking about the things like financing and pricing? Are they asking more about the area, or is it a mix of those?
More about the area. Most buyers now are very well informed and they're pre-approved ahead of time. So we as agents don't get a lot of the questions regarding a lot of the questions regarding interest rates and, you know, average monthly payments. A lot of the buyers now have been to the lender first. They've done their homework and they know what price range they're targeting and, you know, what's affordable for them.
Is that the best advice you can give at this point, is maybe make sure you can afford or be financed for a home first before you even start looking? It seems like that might be a shift from how it used to be done.
It is definitely a shift. Pre-approval is the key to have in hand before you start looking for homes. It's very frustrating for a buyer to start looking at homes, find the home of their dreams, then go to the lender and find out they just can't quite qualify or afford that home. So it's always, always the first thing we ask is that you go to the lender.
Back to the issue of inventory, from what I was reading here, it seemed like in the city of Galesburg, inventory was maybe a little lower than in the rest of the region. Is that a concern at all, or do you just how do you handle that, I guess?
We do have an influx of buyers. Like you said, the interest rates are low, which is keeping a lot of buyers out there, and you know, they're just buying up everything that's out there. I wouldn't say it's a concern at all that our inventory is low. If anything, it's great. It's obviously helping these numbers continue to grow. So
okay. Anything else we should know about this, or any perhaps maybe tips for somebody out there listening that looking to buy a home at this point, other than get the financing in place first, then what should they do?
Just remember that the house they saw today may be the same house that somebody else saw today, mm-hmm. and they might want to go home and think about it tonight, but that house tends to be gone by tomorrow. So,
yeah, it's amazing how quickly some of these houses are getting sold these days.
Yes, lots of multiple offer situations, which is great.
All right, Dina Turner, president of the West Central Chapter of the Capital Area Realtors Organization and a real estate agent here in town. Thank you so much for your time, and glad to hear that things are picking up business-wise, it sounds like, for you.
Very much so.
Thanks for your time, Dina.
Thank you.
Sports is next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.